before time began. You reign forever, your name is ever great. You are the wisdom before time began. In Jesus' name. I think we should do at least four scriptures so that we'll be able to get the context. Are you with me? The scripture spoke about how you build in the world, and he said that you build line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here, a little there. It takes skill for you to be able to build properly. Are you with me? Because there are many metaphors with which the scripture describes the work of God in the corporate setting and in the personal setting. In certain places, he called you the body. Are you with me? But in some certain places, he now called you a house. In some certain cases, specifically, he called you what? Say a temple. You are not with me. Say a temple. Say you are the temple of who? You are the temple of who? God will help us to get very deep. And then you will begin to understand the whole scripture, the whole purpose of the scripture. You will understand the desire that is in the heart of God, that is traveling from eternity into time. That a season will come where he will have a temple that is not made with hands, so that his business will be established upon the face of the earth. You need to know why God said that he will establish his purposes from time to eternity through man. The reason why he is sure that it will come to pass is because he has a temple. Where is the temple? Why do you have the capacity to accomplish God's purposes? Have you asked yourself the question? Have you asked yourself the question, why is he man? It is man because God has made man, has constructed man in such a way. You are not giving me a good sound. Stop. Just be where you were before. He has constructed man in such a way that his inner chambers, the morphology of his spirit, is in such a way that the Holy Ghost can live there and do his business. And if you search deep, you begin to find out the business of the spirit inside of the spirit of a man. Because the spirit of a man is supposed to be a temple. Are you with me? Let me show you something. Let's find out how many scriptures we will do. Because it is when the Holy Spirit does his business enough in his own temple, that is the spirit of the man. Then by that business that the spirit is doing, certain things are now flowing out. Are you with me? It is the flow out of those things that the spirit is doing in your spirit that is called the purposes of God. I want to build. This thing is so vast. Priesthood is so vast that we can't cover it. So we narrowed it down to the eternal scope. And you need to know that it is not many people that have the grace to reach out to the realm of eternity and begin to bring substances. Let me show you. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Quickly, because we don't have time. Hebrews chapter 9. Verse 1. He said, then very, if you are with me, say amen. He said, then verily, okay, you are not with me. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. Some people are not with me. If you are not with me, say amen. Okay, let's wait for other guys. The problem is that there is no time, and we need to cover much ground. I need to bring you up to speed. Are you with me? Anytime God's purposes is suffering, it is because priesthood is deficient. Anytime God's purposes is suffering, it is because what?
priesthood is deficient.
Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service. What is the scripture saying here? The first covenant had in itself what? Read it now. The first covenant had what? You people are not paying attention. Every word there counts. The first covenant, Mark first covenant, had what? Underline ordinances of what? Are you getting the point? Are you getting it? Are you sure you are with me? Follow. So, it is. We can notice something from this statement. It seems as if whatever the first covenant it is vastly inferior to the new covenant. Are you with me? The person is saying, yeah, even though the first covenant has been done away and many things for many reasons, but even that first covenant, even though it was a type, it was weak, it was inefficient, but the man that said that first covenant should come in place shadowed it. Are you with me? Say after me, shadow. Shadowed it with divine things. Are you getting the point now? So what we saw in the first covenant was just a shadow of the reality. So if there is no reality, no shadow will be cast. Is it not true? You are seeing my shadow now. It is because there is reality. That is why shadow can be cast. Are you with me? So he's trying to say that even in the shadow, there are things there that represent divine service. The scripture was trying to tell us, should we do? I want to lay a good foundation. Let's do two more scriptures. This place, I need to show you something. So let's do two more scriptures so that we'll be able to go deep. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2. If you are there, say amen. Amen. Let's start from verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. anytime you check the scripture, sometimes let the people here physically, let them benefit, because you are paying a lot of price to be here. Are you with me? So now, anytime you look at the scriptures, the words that are used in the scripture is specific. Indeed, pastor, holy men actually spake as they were carried, because the choice of words they are using, it is specific. It is such that only that word can carry the meaning of God. See, you can use other words, it has meaning, but the meaning of God will be lost. So watch this scripture. He said, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. When the scripture says host, what does it mean, Caleb? Have you heard the word the Lord God of hosts? It means that a being appeared, but he didn't just come alone, he came with contingent. And anytime you see that being, just look around well, you will see the people that came with him. Are you with me? So that being cannot appear without that host surrounding him.
So in the days that even if you don't see the being and you saw the host, it will be a proof that somewhere around the host is the being. Are you getting the point? So if God wants to appear here, he will begin to pour his presence. It is a proof that his signature, the signature of his name, is there. Meanwhile, that's not where I'm going. He now said, and on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Are you with me? You know, I taught you people the categories of work that God does or have done. Is it not true? Give me an example of one. Doris, you were here that day. Categories of work God has done or is doing. Who can give me just one example? Huh? God bless you. Redemptive works. But here, the works that God rested from is creative works. Are you with me? So you understand. There is work that is still ongoing now, but he rested from the creative. Are you getting the point? That's not where I'm going. He now said, verse 4, if your Bible is your own, mark this verse 4. He said, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord made the earth and the heavens. I don't want to go into the Greek lexicon, because if you go there, the word you will see there is, my father in the Lord likes to use it a lot, the word you will see there is tolida. It means that something is a descendant of one another. That word generations, do you know what it means? It means that one gave birth to the other. So he's trying to say that in the days that God created the heavens and the earth, one was as a result of the other. Are you following me now? So this realm we are seeing is a victim. Say after me, a victim. A victim of who and of what? There is a mother realm. That is where activities take place, and this realm that we are cannot stop itself from reflecting what is happening there. Are you not getting the point now? So the implication of this is, a man is only powerful in that place. So when you encode things in that realm and come to this realm, that those things must manifest. It might take 10 years. Are you getting my point? But it will manifest. See, many of the things we see in Nigeria now is as a result of what was coded inside. When it was being coded, there is no physical reasons and manifestation to prove that those things has been coded. But after some seasons, Nigeria become subject, a victim to Tolida. Something that has gone ahead in the realm of the spirit. We can't stop ourselves. So even when a governor that is a pastor comes and sits on the government seat, he becomes subject to Tolida. Meanwhile, we need to know how that thing is encoded. The system that is created by God, through which things can be affected from the realm of the spirit and be established upon any realm that God wants to bring forth his purposes, or more so, in the realm in which any purpose at all can be accomplished, is called priesthood. Are you getting the point now? So through priesthood, a man can come in the realm where superiority resides and then encode things. Then when we come into this realm, we become victims. So you sleep on a bed and wake up with your body paralyzed. How did it happen? All a man did is to go to a shrine and say, promise. But you are now a watcher. So it won't touch you. I'm just giving an example. Are you with me? So some people come and say, I don't believe, nothing can touch me, nothing can touch me.
As a teacher in your class, you are 25 years old and a young child of 12, you say, teacher, I will show you this night. That is when you will realize that in the realm that matters, you are a baby. In that realm, you are powerless. Are you getting the point? The child will encode something that is strong enough to have an impact in the natural. We need to learn the scope, the shape of that realm, and learn that thing that gives you advantage, such that when that advantage is yours, when you come here, you begin to rule. So anytime God has an agenda, has a purpose, anytime there is dominion, anytime there is kingship, throne, then of a necessity in the foundation is priesthood, because it is through priesthood that any kingdom and king and throne will begin to establish and propagate his agenda. The desire of a throne is weak until there is a priesthood to back it up. Are you getting the point now? So when Satan comes and says, I will take my throne to the size of the north, that thing he said, he could have done it if it was true that his priesthood was strong enough to power his agenda. Are you getting the point now? So when the scripture actually says that Satan is below us, what does he mean? It doesn't mean that in physical sense it might seem as if Satan is ahead, but when scripture speaks like that, he's trying to tell you that you are being grafted in to a superior priesthood, such that if it is true that you will ever engage that priesthood, then the power that can come out of it is something Satan can contend with beyond him. It is the very forces with which God establishes his agenda. So the scripture now said in the book of Revelations, he said he has made us unto him kings and what? Priests. Meaning that we have been engrafted by the price that Jesus paid into an eternal order of priesthood, having the same power that the throne of God had by engaging it. God is trying to tell you, there is a way I do my business and nothing can stop it. And if it is true that you will partner me in establishing my counsel upon the face of the earth, and in the scope of the destiny of the church, which transcends time into eternity, according to the book of Ephesians, then everyone that is a participant of that endeavor must be educated in priesthood. That is the system through which God's purposes can be accomplished. It is how God has been doing it in eternity. And then when he wanted to manifest his purpose in time, he chose you as the instrument. Are you with me? And he needed to culture you and teach you. And the kind of teaching he wanted to teach you is not the externalities. That was the challenge of the old priesthood. It was a shadow. Are you with me? Men that are intelligent in priesthood must learn. Are you with me? Must learn the reality that is inside the shadow, so that they will be able to enforce the dictates of God. So a man can be praying, but he's not able to touch the reality that is behind the prayer. That man is not yet doing priesthood. Are you getting the point? Meanwhile, in prayer is the heaviest molecule in the new covenant. So somebody can be praying. Are you getting the point now? So a man that will pray effectively, do priesthood effectively via prayer, must fundamentally understand the purposes of God. Because your priesthood is as strong as in God's context, to the extent to which you have understood God's purposes. So you come now, you are asking for shoe car. God will do, just like you said, he will do you what he did to Hannah. It's not just that we want to give you the best of cars, but you need to enter a place in God where you understand the purpose of that. Once he lines up with God's purpose and he can achieve God's agenda, then the priesthood that is trying to get that thing to happen, God will partner it. Are you now seeing it? Are you now seeing why people say that their prayers is unanswered? Any prayer that is prayed
with the desire, with the understanding of God's purpose and accomplishing it, all of them have answer. There is nothing like unanswered prayer. I don't believe in it. What you did is to pray amiss. Are you getting the point? Maybe you can bring your questions tomorrow. Let me answer it. Meanwhile, some questions is as a result of the fact that you have not grown enough. And other questions is as a result of many things you have learned. Garbage. You are busy saying set and die, set and die, set and die. You are busy saying, I'm not saying, since you are saying set and die, have set and died. Satan can't die. The time never come. Even Jesus himself, let me know, oh God. The demons he met said, why are you here to torment us before our what? These guys know their time. So when you are in alignment, even Satan can't kill you. You say, this night I'm going to kill you. You are in my hands. If you have been fasting and praying that God, that night, eat well and sleep. He can't kill you. If he can, he would have killed us. Me, I found out he can. He's not. The man that is aligned to God's purposes is a man that is unkillable. Until God's purposes is fulfilled through your life, what will kill you? It will become careless in God's context to allow you to die, because you are a vehicle yielded to accomplishing his agenda. As far as he's concerned, he is living through you. So to cut you short is to cut his agenda short. Those ones are the ones dwelling in the secret place. Satan can't kill them. Meanwhile, when you disalign, you can do 21 days fasting and still die in accident. I see many, there are many churches as they are fasting and praying. First of all, people are still dying. Things are still happening because they have not gotten into the heart of God and found out his burden. What do you want to achieve? And then they have made out many things as prayer points. Meanwhile, it's not as if God doesn't want to do that, but the motive and purpose behind it can never accomplish God's agenda. So God needs to get you to the place where you begin to see how he's seen. Meanwhile, you can't see the way God is seen until you're traveling into the eternal realm. That is when you will find out you are not a guy man. That those things you wanted to achieve as a guy man, it is possible it's God that left it in your heart to be accomplished via his means. Are you getting the point now? But you can do it in the flesh, and as long as you did it in the flesh and by the power of man, it will not accomplish what God wants to do. So God will now give you 5 million and he will use it. Okay, how many million do you want? He will now give you 100 million, and then you will now go and buy. Where is Victor? He used to post some kind of cars. My God, I used to think this lady doesn't like those kind of things. So, until I saw some pictures on Facebook, my God, are you with me? You are not all with me. So there are some kind of cars that is worth a hundreds of million. You will like the car, be. See, God is not denying you good things. But God is not interested in good things. He is interested in his agenda. So if you are in his agenda, and for you to execute his agenda, you need good things. He won't even, he's nothing to him. He can give you 100. So far his agenda is accomplished. I'm telling you the secret of receiving everything you want. Whether it's power, whether, just align. When you align, God will now see, like this is Joshua, so every day he is trekking to walk back and all these things. My guy, he needs a car now. Say after me, he needs a car now. Oh my God. Do you need a car? Then have one. Because you need it, actually. Are you getting the point? But if he's to go and pick a damsel, I'm not saying this. You are now with me. Like this, my man, I saw him in a swimming pool. So when you see that, some people will write it, I am counting my blessings. I'm counting my blessings. Oh God, you are out of alignment. The things driving you is, it cannot be traced to God. Your motive. God wants you to have everything good. If they tell you, you know, some people, they say God will suffer you dealings and all that. That means, you know, some people will be talking about the husband and wife you have. You say, if God gives you a poor man and a man that is Nalayo. See, desire the best. As long as you are in God's purpose, that thing they taught you, remove it. Remove it. God wants the best for you. The problem is that His purpose, serve them in His purpose. His purpose drives every adventure, every agenda, everything we are trying to do. Why are you going to school? Going to school can be priesthood if it is aligned to God's will. So when you appear in the campus, they will think you are their fellow student. They won't know that you are a gatekeeper. And the campus has been devoid of a man that will keep the gates. Demons have been marauding, and the desire of Satan has been accomplished for many years. And then you appear there, and suddenly they say they don't have school fees. You don't have school fees. How can a gatekeeper not have school fees? Let the one that sent him not give him now. Because by the works you have done, it is vitally important to the kingdom of heaven that you stay at your watch, so that the tokens of God will not be lost. I tell you how I pray. When I pray like this, I get answers all the time, because I tie my prayer to the purposes of God. And then God is moved to react, not just because of me, not just because of my agenda, but because of His plans that He wants to manifest upon the face of the earth. Are you getting the point now? Before you know it, many of the things you think is prayer point, you will now see that is consequence. Say after me, Toleda. It is the realm superior to this manifest realm, seeking ways to enforce His desire. Are you with me? That realm is seeking ways to enforce His desire. And the system, the instrument, the infrastructure through which that thing can be accomplished is priesthood. Are you getting the point? So it then means that if you have a superior, even though you have a superior priesthood, and the witch in your family is more intelligent and consistent in priesthood than you, when you wake up in that GSM plaza, it will be a witch, an occultic man ruling. Even though you are saying Jesus, even though your own is stronger. Are you getting the point now? So, whose fault is it? Are you getting the point now? Sometimes it can just take 1 week to destroy what Satan has been doing for 10 years. Are you seeing the power of your priesthood? But lack of engagement will bring you to a point where it will seem as if Satan is very powerful. And Satan wants to manifest himself very big. And when he's doing that, you just say, Satan, come out. And all those things, he will just fizzle out. That's when you will now know that Satan is not that powerful. God needs to teach us priesthood again. And then by that instrument, large men in the spirit will emerge. Men of rank, men of stature. Men that have what it takes to legislate on behalf of God in this realm. Are you getting the point? When you are there, God will know that any place you find Himself, that through you, His purposes will come to pass. Not just a desire. God called me to do this. God called me to go to the political sector. You are a fool. Oh. Until your priesthood is strong enough to keep that seat, go and sit down. Because it's not about getting there. What reinforces God's desire and plans through that place you are going, is priesthood. Are you getting it? So when you get down, your priesthood is weak. you will be like a stooge. You know what is a stooge, no? You are just standing. But the people that is really ruling is the ones that have the priesthood. You will come, you will be signing things that you are not aware. Have you not read it in some newspapers? That the president of a country is signing things and he didn't read it. That we found out that some of the people that we are giving appointment are dead. My brother, what is really happening? Many that we finish saying it, it will happen again. Finish saying it, it will happen. That is to show you that something is not normal. Something must have been controlling what we are seeing in the natural. Dead people, hundreds of them, are among the people that is them. They will appoint a minister, commissioner, or permanence that is dead. we need to arise. I did not even touch. What am I going to do? And our time is gone. We'll do this teaching for 2 weeks. It's loaded. I've not entered where we'll lay foundations well. This one I'm still teaching you is just the mere part. Because when you get deeper, you find out that priesthood is the way that God makes his house. And God's house is not something manifest. You are God's house. Are you getting the point? So when you engage priesthood, you gain maturity. And the extent to which you can stand for God is the extent to which you mirror Christ. There is a man that has the mandate to establish God's purposes from eternity into time. He is the eternal Christ. We are just offshoots of that mandate. Are you getting the point? And the dimension of assignment that God has ordained for you to accomplish in the big agenda that is in Christ, you can only accomplish it to the extent to which you have conformed to the image of the Christ. Are you with me? So you can arise now and say, God told me that I will be a preacher and I will disciple nations. And the capacity is still lacking. Because when the men that God sent you to see you, they cannot come. Because there is an image that was shown to their spirit. That the man that will lead them to their grass, to their green grass, their fertile land, will have a mold in the spirit. He will have a rank and stature. He will be conformed to Christ to the extent that he will be able to lead them. When they see you, you are below par, so they will see you and pass. That is why many people, the people they are sent to, are seeing them, but they can't come to them. The reason is because they have not mirrored Christ enough to represent him in that sphere and in that dimension and in that layer. Are you getting the point now? Pray in 2 minutes. Say, Jesus, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me to conform. Teach me, teach me. The education of priesthood is supposed to be spiritual. The Bible said, Pastor, ye are the temple of the Holy Ghost. So the intent of God is that priesthood will be going on inside of us. We are the men that want to establish God's counsel. Sanamante birakos kapata hasande. Stabata kambre tokas kapata manante beberiata katala. Satiatali akapanate. Aiko batambre taskapeta mananta babilataria. Shatakapata kapata paratua. Stabata kambre tapapantai. Galvanize me into your purposes. Teach me the ways of priesthood. Realign my engagements. Satemanta kaparande da kapaya. You have prayed for 20 months and nothing is happening. It must be that you have not been taught the priesthood of God. Shira pante kapatahasila. Abetante kola. Abetakapariata patahaska patania. 2 more minutes, Kapila Tambre, Astoba Paratahas Kapadatia, Aitepepe de Cambre, Sotampa Catacambra, Papata Cambre Tabadahasapa. Oh, oh.
always, Yahweh. Teach me always, Yahweh. Oh, oh. Teach me always, Yahweh. Teach me always, Yahweh. Oh, oh. Teach me always, Yahweh. Teach me always, Yah. Oh, oh, oh.
Cry to Him.
Teach me always, Yah. Teach me always, Yah.
The path eternal.
Oh, oh, oh. Teach me always, Yah. Teach me always, Yah. Oh, oh, oh. Teach me always, Yahweh.
There is a way to take over. There are things the immortal spirit can teach you. And then when you begin to engage, your sphere of influence will begin to come under your dominion.
Oh, oh. Teach me always, Yahweh. Teach me always, Yahweh. Oh, oh. Teach me always, Yahweh. Teach me always, Yahweh. Oh, oh. Teach me always, Yahweh. Teach me always, Yah. Oh, oh, oh. Teach me always, Yah. Teach me always, Yah. Oh, oh, oh. Teach me always, Yah.
I came with a lecture note, and by the mercies of God, what I'm teaching you is why God called me. See, I'm not one of the people that is just teaching priesthood. This is what I've done for 10 years. I've done it for long, and then as I was doing it, God was teaching me deep things, and in seasons like this He has permitted us to start teaching it. You will see where God will carry you into. When you listen, when you hear this thing, one of the things you will notice is that you will begin to see yourself. It is because men don't see themselves. That's why they think that this thing is meant for some certain people. I will ferry you. We'll ferry you to the eternal realm. Then you will see your shape and what you are supposed to do. And what will be lacking if you don't supply your quota. You are created by design. Turn to your neighbor, say, you are created by design. You are not telling your sister. You are created by design. That means you are not an afterthought. What does it mean to say you are not an afterthought? There are purposes of God that is factored into your being. The scripture made us understand that foreordination and foreknowledge is in the context of purposes. Have you read it? And when that scripture in the book of Romans, we'll get into it. God will help us. When he was speaking about that, he said that the extent, when the man that crafted you into his foreordination, foreknowledge, when the man knew you and foreordained you, it was based on the fact that for you to be able to realize his purposes, realize
the context of that foreordination, you have to be conformed to the image of the one that is eternal. Huh? The extent to which you will be able to enter into the content of your foreordination and foreknowledge, is dependent on how much you have mirrored Christ, how much you have been conformed. So you hear that God wants you to do this, and you find that you lack the capacity to do it, you will find out that dominion and establishing God's counsel upon the face of the earth is traced to priesthood. Priesthood is not just what you do. Priesthood is what you become. You are blessed. Tomorrow we come by. Come early. Come early. Let's start by 4:30 so that we'll pray enough. When you pray, you cry to God, reveal to me who I am from eternity. It is not a cognitive knowledge. It is a spiritual knowledge. Are you getting the point? You can know it in your head. God wants me to do this thing for him. But you are not able to yet do it. You are not seeing the result. That means your spirit have not received the education. When your spirit can receive an education and your head have not received it, and you are already living a life such that God's purposes is achieved through your life, meanwhile you did not go to any school of purpose, yet God's purposes is being achieved in your life. Many people have gone to all schools of purpose, yet they are not doing anything for God, because the education they need is in the spirit. Okay, you are the CEO of Brave Mind Consult. That thing is still God's purpose, so he wants to still do through you. Don't stop. He just needed to teach you the real way. From what we taught today, you will now find out that all God wants is that via that means his agenda will be accomplished. The extent to which that thing prospers in God's context is the extent to which he mirrors God's purposes. You are blessed in Jesus. Come and cast your seed and offering. Our Sonship Conference is coming on 22nd to 25th. I think this is a good place to clap. Everything is almost made ready. If you have not registered, we can't do much for you, because you will sit downstairs and you come and tell pastor, he knows me. I don't know you. What I know is your card they will give you to enter. And Dr. Eneza is not here. We have set up all departments, the medical team, I heard he's discussing with you for the security team, and everything is made ready. We also sent an announcement. The government said, you know, we'll have our destiny is still there now. Our hand sanitizer and mask, face mask. For me, face mask in the public. Some people are removing their own, but I'm wearing my own somehow. Do you know why? Is undercover prayer chain. When you wear face masks and you begin and you use face masks and cover your mouth, they won't know the business that is happening in the secret. It's only God that can keep you and heal you. Listen to me, if you are sick in your body, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Tomorrow, 5 p.m.